Good morning. You listen to FloorDaily.net, and I'm Kemp Haar. This morning, my guest is Kermit Baker, who is the economist with the American Institute of Architects and also a Harvard Fellow with a Joint Center for Housing Studies. Kermit, how you doing?
I'm doing well, Kemp. Thank you.
It's been almost 2 months since we've talked, and since that time, there's been a little bit of positive news on the commercial side. Let's start there. Every month you put out a billing index. Any score over 50 means that things are improving. And for the last 4 months, I think the last report that you put out was August, it was finally above 50 after the four previous ones being negative, right?
Yeah, no, that's exactly right. I think what we've seen, Kemp, is we saw, you know, an unusually warm winter in big parts of the country, and our billings index shot up, and construction spending activity shot up, and housing activity shot up. And the concern was, you know, kind of were we just pulling that forward, and, you know, we're going to see some weakness later in the year. And in fact, the second quarter, we did see some weakness, particularly on the non-residential side. But as you mentioned, in August, we're up above 50 again, indicating growth in design activity at architecture firms and, you know, some good solid indications that's going to continue. So, you know, I think this little pause we saw late spring and over the summer was just catch up from a warm winter. And I think we're back on a growth line now.
Okay, that's good to hear. One thing I noticed was that there's a little bit of shift when you start looking at the country. You know, it's a massive spans of different economic pockets. And you pointed out in this index in August that things were looking better on the West Coast and things were slowing down a little bit on the East Coast, didn't you?
Well, you know, I think what we're seeing, Kemp, is life sort of get back to normal in the construction front. You didn't mention, but one other trend we talked about here was that the residential market was the strongest sector, and you generally expect to see the residential market lead a construction upturn. So it's good that we've got that engine pulling us in the right direction. The second trend is the regional trends. I mean, we generally have a disproportionate amount of construction activity in the Sun Belt, the South and the West, and those two regions are the strongest this time. And the Northeast and the Midwest, which kind of had held up better during the downturn, you know, look like they're lagging again now that we head back into the upturn. And again, I think that's sort of a little bit life is normal. You know, the construction activity is returning to the parts of the country where we would traditionally expect to see it. I think it indicates that it's, you know, those areas have started to work off a little bit of their overhang from the downturn and starting to get back into growth mode again.
Mm-hmm. Now, we've talked in the past about these recoveries. And if you look back over the last 40 or so years of economic recoveries, housing usually has led. And so it's kind of good to see this trend develop, isn't it?
Absolutely. Not only has housing led a construction upturn, but housing has led an economic upturn. And I think what a lot of the federal policymakers are seeing is that, you know, without a strong housing sector, we're just not going to see an awful lot of growth in our broader economy. And we're starting to see that now. So I think there is hopes that we're on more solid footing as we build an economic recovery.
Okay. And as part of your billing research, you also do a little bit of an analysis. You ask them about inquiries. How is the inquiries factor tracking?
Well, they're very strong. Inquiries are architecture firms telling us about kind of what they're hearing about potential new projects coming in down the road. That number was really quite strong in August, the strongest we've seen since the early part of the year. So I think just one other piece of evidence that this upturn, this small upturn we saw in August, is likely to be continued as we move later into the year.
Okay. All right, let's move over to more of a focus in housing. Again, as I mentioned at the introduction, you're also a Harvard Fellow with the Joint Center of Housing Studies. Last time we talked 2 months ago, you had just released your nation's housing publication, and you had stated in that you felt like the second half of 2012 was the beginning of a true housing recovery. You still feel that way now?
Yeah, I think certainly more comfortable than I probably did a couple months ago about that. And, you know, again, our concern was this just sort of a front-loading in the beginning of the year that wouldn't be sustained. And we've seen the sort of strong, weak pattern in the housing market for the last 3 years now. It looks good, and then it sort of comes tumbling down. And we were very much looking at the second quarter of the year after a warm, you know, warm winter, where we're going to see the numbers continue through the spring and the summer. And in fact, we have, and they seem that like they've firmed a little bit. So we're working off a very low base in terms of level of construction activity, but it's moving up on a steady basis. And, you know, related indicators like prices of homes are beginning to firm a little bit. Sales of existing homes are beginning to firm a little bit. The inventory of unsold homes is shrinking. So, you know, I think they're all pointing in the same direction, which is that, you know, we're finally starting to see a sustainable recovery in the housing market. We've got a long ways to go. The projections are that we may see as many as 750,000 housing starts this year. That's up about 25% from last year. You know, the trend line should be well above 1.5 million, 1.6, maybe 1.7 million in terms of housing starts needed to support normal growth in our economy. So we've got a long ways to go. You know, a good start, but several more years of growth before we get back to normal.
And there's a couple of really key factors that are positive for housing. You mentioned the starts number, 750. Now, obviously, interest rates are at unbelievably low levels. But this Case-Shiller index that just came out, the fact that it's upturning in almost every market is a very good indicator, isn't it?
Yeah, absolutely. They track 20 markets nationally, and you know, for the last several years, it's been a few up, a few down. And as you say, for the last several months, it's been virtually everyone up. Mm-hmm. They've been all growing relative to what they were a year ago. So we're not just picking up, you know, seasonal trends and things like that. And we're starting to see some growth in markets that were really very heavily decimated. Phoenix is a good example. You know, one of the roughest housing markets we've seen anywhere in the country is now seeing a good solid growth there. So it looks like we've turned the corner and we're heading for a sustainable recovery.
And this unemployment number dropping below 8% should also help, should it?
Yeah, sure. A bit of a fluke. It wasn't matched by the payroll numbers, but you know, certainly if we can sustain something below 8% nationally, that's going to, number one, help things out, and number two, I think consumers will be a little more comfortable about things getting back to normal and they can start spending again, which is really what we need to get the economy growing.
And what factor do you think, the fact that we're in a presidential election period now, what factor is that having on the economy right now?
Well, I think it's having a negative impact on the economy. A lot of folks I talk to are kind of, you know, sitting on their hands, waiting until after the election before they move ahead with decisions. I'm not exactly sure what they're waiting for. You know, it seems entirely likely that we're going to, you know, have divided government after the election, just like we had going into this election. So I'm not sure we're going to see any massive change in policies or procedures. But I think, you know, people can't blame that anymore as a reason for, you know, not moving ahead on some plans that they've been waiting to put in place. So I'm hoping that, you know, right after the election, people will know sort of what the reality is and start moving ahead and implementing the things they've been talking about implementing for the last year or two.
Okay, that's great. I really appreciate it, Kermit. Again, we've been talking to Kermit Baker, who is the economist with the American Institute of Architecture and also a Harvard Fellow with the Joint Center of Housing Studies. And you've been listening to Kemp Haar and FloorDaily.net.